弟兄姊妹平安，今日我请咗我嘅老师嚟同大家分享主嘅信息。佢系我而家喺Master 嘅大学去读圣经辅导教牧博士嘅其中一位嘅老师。咁除咗系老师之外咧，Dr. Palmer 咧，佢其实系牧紧会嘅。佢牧会嗰个嘅教会咧，亦都系叫做恩典圣经教会，不过就冇 Chinese， 就唔系华人。佢牧会嘅嗰个教会嘅地方喺德州嘅，咁佢专程喺德州嚟。咁昨日我哋有一个嘅就职典礼，今日佢亦都喺我哋当中去分享主嘅信息。佢除咗系牧会之外咧，佢喺圣经辅导方面咧，亦都去花好多时间去培训啦，同埋认证嗰个工作。咁我哋今日好高兴佢喺我哋嘅当中啊，咁我哋让佢同我哋分享主嘅信息。He has no idea what we are talking about。佢真系唔知我哋讲咩嘅，但系我哋邀请佢，咁啊多谢阿 Andrew 帮我哋分享今日。
I assume that you said nothing but nice things.
我都估你係淨係講對佢講嘅好嘅説話，係咪？
Okay. Well, good morning.
早晨。
Would you please turn with me in your Bible to Psalm 43?
如果你手上有聖經嘅話，請你打開詩篇四十三篇。詩篇四十三篇。
Have you ever received distressing or troubling news?
你有冇试过收到啲系好烦扰你嘅一啲信息咧？
I remember a particularly difficult phone call that I received many years ago.
我记得我人生里边，我曾经接受咗一个好令我去心乱如麻嘅一个电话。
I learned that a classmate of mine from high school had been murdered by a coworker.
我曾經大學嘅一個同學嘅時候，發覺佢係俾佢嘅同工去謀殺嘅。
What happens when you receive news like this?
當你收到啲咁樣信息嘅時候，你嘅回應係點咧
？All of a sudden, your world stops.
咁你個世界好似突然之間就停頓咗。
Anxiety rises up in your heart.
你嘅情緒係被恐懼所支配。
Your mind begins to race with thoughts and fears.
你嘅腦海裏邊亦都係好躊躇。
You can feel it in your stomach.
你嘅可能你個胃都會感覺到。
Fear and worry, maybe anger and discouragement arises.
咁恐懼、擔憂、憤怒，甚至係沮喪，係會去上升嘅。
We could say that we are experiencing an unsettled heart.
我可以話呢個係一個喺裏邊係煩躁不安。
Have you received news like that in?Experience something similar.
你有冇經歷過如此嘅經歷咧
？Well, that is the experience of our psalmist as we come to Psalm 43 today.
咁呢個就係詩人所經歷過，就喺詩篇四十三篇裏邊所描繪嘅。
Something has happened in his life.
佢嘅生命當中有啲嘢發生咗。
And we see in verse 5 that he is experiencing despair and a disturbed heart within him.
咁喺第五節裏邊，佢係話佢裏邊係煩躁不安。
And we have many reasons to respond in such ways because of the difficulties in the world.
我哋有好多嘅唔同嘅回應，因為呢個世界係俾我哋好多嘅艱難。
We have challenges with our family.
我哋有家庭嘅一個挑戰啦。
We have challenges with our health.
我哋嘅健康。
We have challenges with the economy.
我哋嘅經濟嘅挑戰。
And so it is likely that we will find ourselves in a similar place.As we navigate through life,
所以我哋都可能經歷過呢個生命時候，我哋亦都有差唔多嘅經歷。
So we might ask the question, why is the psalmist experiencing an unsettled heart?
咁我喺度問啦，咁點解呢個詩人佢係咁經歷過呢個咁令人不安嘅事咧
？Look with me at verse 1 in your Bible.
咁如果你有聖經嘅，睇第一節。
He says that he is dealing with an ungodly nation.
他說他是對著一個不敬虔的國。
Deceitful and unjust men are trying to kill him.
這些詭詐不義的人也都是想謀害他。
In verse 2, he talks about being oppressed by the enemy.
第二節他說被仇敵的去壓制。
And therefore, we see him struggling with this anxious, unsettled heart.
佢嘅掙扎係好煩躁，係好不安。
But just who is the psalmist?
咁呢個詩人係邊位啊？
You'll notice at the beginning of Psalm 42, there is a superscript, a historical reference.
咁呢個喺詩篇四廿二節嘅一開頭，有啲細節嘅，係講一啲歷史嘅背景。
And it's likely that Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 were written at the same time.
咁詩篇四十二篇同四十三篇估計咧係同一個時間去寫嘅。
The superscript tells us that this is a maskil of the sons of Korah.
呢個標題係咁話俾你聽，呢個係可拉子孫嘅教訓。
You may remember in the Bible the man named Korah.
你可能有印象聖經中可拉呢個人。
He was the great grandson of Levi, one of the original tribes of Israel.
咁係最初十二支派裏邊利未嘅子孫。
And Korah led a rebellion against the Israelites.
可拉係領導一個背叛係喺以色列。
And he was eventually killed.
佢最後尾係被殺。
But his sons survived.
但佢嘅兒子們咧就係得以生還。
And over the years, the Korahites became an important family in the nation of Israel.
咁呢個可拉嘅家族咧就成為以色列中一個重要嘅一個家族。
In fact, you may remember they were largely responsible for the music parts of the worship service.
佢哋咧，尤其佢喺聖經中嘅敬拜裏邊咧，係尤其係崇拜中音樂係扮演好緊要嘅角色。
So it's not surprising that they would contribute to the hymn book of the Psalms.
所以佢哋咧，佢哋嘅工作咁可能有呢個敬拜嘅詩歌啦。
And we don't know the exact historical event behind these Psalms.
我哋唔知道究竟真實歷史嘅背景係描繪緊係邊個事情。
But based on some evidence we have in other books of the Bible, it's possible that the Korahites are traveling with King David.
咁有可能咧，根據其他嘅書卷嘅記載咧，有可能咧係當大衛逃亡嘅時候，可拉嘅子孫係同佢一齊去逃亡嘅。
You'll remember David's son Absalom rebelled against him and was trying to kill his father David.
記唔記得大衛嘅兒子亞撒龍想嘗試追殺佢阿爸大衛王咧
？So perhaps that is the occasion for this psalm.
可能就係描繪緊呢個事件啦。
Now the point of this psalm is to watch.How God will help the psalmist to go from an unsettled heart to a place of peace.
咁其實呢個描繪緊點樣係將詩人由一個不安嘅一個處境帶入一個平安嘅境地當中。
So as we work through this psalm together this morning, I want you to watch the different heart responses that the psalm experiences along the way.
所以想大家留意下呢個心境嘅當中嘅一個變化。
Let's look at our first heart response that we see in verse 1.
由第一個心裏邊嘅回應係點樣嘅咧
？We'll call this one vindication.
我哋會講呢個係平反或者自白。
Look with me at verse 1.
同我一齊睇第一節。
The psalmist writes, "Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man."
神啊，求你为我伸冤，向不敬虔嘅国家为我辩屈，求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人。
The psalm begins abruptly.
咁呢个诗篇一开头就系好紧凑啦。
The psalmist cries out to God to intervene.
呢个系呼向神，叫佢求你嚟去干预。
He says, "God, show my enemies that they are wrong and that I am in the right."
求告神係話叫話我嘅敵人係錯，而我係啱嘅。
The psalmist is asking God to act to vindicate his name against his enemies.
佢求神嘅干預就係話求神為佢去伸冤，為佢去宣佈佢無罪。
Now it is likely that the psalmist is correct.
可能詩人係啱嘅啦。
That he is being unjustly afflicted in suffering.
佢被不義嘅事情所攪擾。
But we have to ask the question.
但我哋要問一個問題。
Where is the psalmist's focus at the beginning of this psalm?
咁究竟詩人嘅焦點係一開頭係焦點喺邊度咧
？His focus is on God showing his enemies that they are wrong.
佢嘅焦點就係話叫神話俾佢嘅敵人聽，佢哋係錯嘅。
And isn't this what we do when we are wrongly accused?
當我哋被錯誤嘅指控嘅時候，我哋唔係同一個反應咩？
Maybe you've had an occasion where you're misunderstood.
或者你係被人誤解。
Or somebody accuses you of wrongdoing.
或者係控告你，你係做錯嘢。
And often our immediate response is, Lord, I want you to fix it.
好，我哋嘅第一個反應就話：神啊，求你去處理佢。
Show my enemies that they are wrong and I am right.
彰顯俾我嘅敵人睇，佢哋係錯，我係啱。
And we have to be careful when our hearts respond in that way.
我哋要小心，當我哋嘅心係咁樣去回應。
Because often we're focusing too much on self.
因為我哋自我太過標榜自己啦。
And it's not wrong to ask God for help.
呢個唔係錯嘅，叫神去幫助你。
But there's a better place for us to focus.
但有更加好嘅地方去將我哋嘅焦距去放。
Because if we're not careful, we will begin to focus more and more and more on self.
如果我哋唔小心嘅，我哋可以一再再而三咁樣，淨係專注喺自己。
And then we begin to defend ourselves.
我哋會自我去自衛。
Then we begin to focus on just other people seeing that we are right.
我哋淨係要人哋睇到我哋係啱嘅。
So the psalmist is not in the best of places.
呢個詩人唔係一個好嘅地方。
He is being afflicted.
佢係受苦。
He is being wrongly accused.
佢被指控，錯誤地指控。
And he cries out to God for help.
佢向神去呼求幫助。
But his focus is in the wrong place.
但佢嘅焦點係焦佢錯咗。
So watch God begin to move him to a better place.
你睇留意下點樣神將佢擺去到個好嘅地方。
Let's look at a second heart response as we move through this psalm.
咁我哋睇第二個嘅反應。
The second heart response we might call interpretation.
咁我哋就係話呢個去解釋。
Interpretation. Look with me at verse 2.
係解釋第二節。
For you are the God of my strength. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go on mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
因為你是我的力量嘅神，你為何丟棄我呢？我為何因仇敵嘅欺壓而哀痛呢？
Now this psalm helps us to see something very important about how we respond to life.
咁呢個係呢個詩篇俾我哋睇到一個好重要，我哋點樣對生命嘅一個回應。
We don't respond to life based on the facts of what happened.
我哋嘅回應咧，其實唔係對事情嘅一個本質去回應嘅。
We respond to life based on how we interpret what is happening in life.
我哋係根據我哋嘅詮釋呢一個嘅生命。
Author Paul Tripp notes that we live out of how we interpret our circumstances.
咁作者呢個 portrait 咧，作咗一個好重要嘅一個觀察，就話我哋嘅生活咧，唔係依靠我哋所經歷嘅環境。
Think about this.
我哋諗下啦。
We are constantly interpreting what is going on around us.
我哋咧其實係不斷係咁詮釋緊我哋周遭發生嘅事情。
So let me ask you a question.
咁我問你一個問題。
What is supposed to help a Christian interpret all of life?
咁佢作為基督徒，我哋點樣去詮釋呢個生命咧？
Can we ask them to respond?
我哋要唔要俾個反應佢啊
？You want to talk？
俾個反應啊，牧師啦。
What is supposed to help a Christian to know how to interpret life？
咁基督徒係憑啲乜嘢去詮釋我哋周遭發生嘅事情咧
？The Bible. That's right. See, yeah, very good. All right.
當然係憑聖經啦嚇。
What we know about God in the Bible, theology is supposed to help us.
咁究竟神係藉著聖經，即係或者係神學啦，係幫我哋詮釋我哋嘅生命
？Now look back at verse 2 and tell me.How is the psalmist responding?
咁我哋留意下第二節，我哋點樣去回應我哋嘅生命咧
？The psalmist is wrestling with a conflict.
詩人喺呢度有個掙扎。
He says, "You are the God of my strength, but why am I being oppressed?"
咁佢嘅掙扎就係話：神啊，你係我嘅避難所，係我嘅力量，但係我點解會被欺壓咧？
He's wrestling with the theology that he knows and circumstances that seem to contradict what he knows about God.
佢嘅掙扎就係佢嘅神學同佢所經歷嘅係有衝突。
Have you ever experienced this?
有冇經歷過咁樣噶？
You know what your Bible says about God?
你嘅聖經話你聽神係邊一位？
But then you experience something in life that challenges what you know?
但你嘅生命嘅經歷係挑戰緊你所認知嘅。
When theology and life collide, they contradict.
神學同埋呢個生命係互相有衝突衝擊。
The psalmist says, "You are the God of my strength. So why are you rejecting me?"
佢就話：神啊，你係我嘅避難所，點解你係拒絕我咧
？So what do you do when what you know and your life collide？
咁如果你嘅認知同你所認識嘅神係有衝突嘅時候，你會點樣咧
？Brothers and sisters, we must be very careful when we experience that reality。
弟兄姊妹，我哋要小心，當我經歷過咁樣嘅事情嘅時候。
These are times when how we interpret life is very important。
这个这样的时刻就是我们怎样诠释的生命就会成为很重要的事情。
Notice what the psalmist concludes.
留意一下诗人去怎样去总结。
God must be rejecting me.
神就丢弃我了。
There must be something wrong with me.
我一定是有什么问题。
Maybe God is angry at me.
或者神是生气我。
And that puts him in a very dangerous place, doesn't it?
咁呢個將佢擺喺一個好危險嘅地方，係咪
？He's letting his circumstances lead him to interpret wrong things about God.
佢任由佢嘅環境能夠詮釋緊一個錯誤嘅對神嘅一個錯誤嘅認知。
Now listen very closely.
嗱，留心啦。
What we conclude about God when life doesn't go our way is a window into our heart, into our soul.
我哋要即系当我哋去将呢个生命去容让去诠释我哋生命嘅时候，其实喺我哋嘅心灵嘅窗里边，我哋好清楚就究竟神系边一位睇到。
These are important moments when God is showing us more of what is going on inside of us。
神系藉着呢啲咁样机会，打开我哋嘅内心，俾我睇清自己。
And we have to be very careful when that happens。
我哋要小心，当咁样事情发生嘅时候。
Look back at our psalm for a minute。
當我哋再睇留意下詩篇咯。
Our psalmist doesn't just misinterpret what's going on; he moves in an even more dangerous direction.
不單止呢個係錯誤嘅解釋，更加帶我哋去一個危險嘅一個地方。
He begins to accuse God.
佢開始控告神。
He says, "Why have you rejected me?"
佢話點解你丟棄我
？Why do I go on mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
點解我嘅仇敵係咁欺壓我咧
？See his faulty interpretation about God leads him to wrong conclusions about God。
佢嘅錯誤嘅去佢嘅錯誤嘅詮釋神，令到佢有一個錯誤對神嘅一個總結。
And this is so important that we see this。
我哋要好緊要嘅要留意呢樣嘢。
How we interpret life leads to having an unsettled heart or soul。
我哋對生命嘅一個詮釋係會直接影響我哋嘅心靈，我哋嘅不安。
If we want to know what we truly believe, we need to listen to how we're interpreting our circumstances.
我哋要好留意去睇究竟我哋生命當中係發生緊乜嘢嘅一個事情。
So can you see our psalmist is not in a good place?
你留唔留意到我哋嘅詩人其實係一個好不安全嘅一個地方
？He is experiencing difficulty.
佢經歷困難。
What he knows about God and his circumstances have collided.
佢對神嘅認知同佢所經歷嘅係有衝突。
And instead of letting his theology help him, he's interpreting God through the lens of his hard circumstances.
佢冇讓佢嘅神學幫佢詮釋佢嘅環境，但係佢用佢自己嘅一個詮釋去一個環境嘅詮釋，能夠去認清究竟佢個係一個點樣嘅神。
And that has led him.To make accusations against God.
所以呢個就導致佢開始去控告神啦。
Now, watch this.
嗱，留意啦。
Watch God rescue him.
睇下神點樣去拯救佢。
Brothers and sisters, this is the God who rescues us when we're not in a good spot.
弟兄姊妹，呢個就係神點樣去拯救，就好似我哋咁喺一個好艱難嘅地方去拯救我哋。
Look at the third heart response with me in verse 3.
看看第三個的一個回應在第三節。
We'll call this illumination. Illumination.
我會說這個叫光照。
Verse 3, Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places.
求你發出你的亮光和真理，好引導我，帶我到你的聖山，到你的居所。
Do you see what just happened?
你留意到剛剛發生了什麼事情?
Something inside of him.Abruptly changes.
佢嘅內心好似突然之間有啲嘢去改變咗。
It's if the psalmist catches himself. He realizes that he's thinking wrongly about the situation.
佢
He knows he is making wrong conclusions about God. And he knows he needs help. Where does he go for help? Look at what he says. He says, send out your light and your truth. He's saying, Lord, I need your truth to rescue me. He realizes he needs the word to help him. And so he cries out to God, I need your word. Because the word of God is what brings light and illumination to rightly understand what is happening in life. The word of God is the anchor of our soul. You may remember another psalm, Psalm 119, verses 105.
可以留意一下诗篇第二个诗篇119篇105节。
The psalmist says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
诗篇系咁讲，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
The psalmist says, "I need your word, Lord."
诗人话：我需要神，我要你嘅话语。
I need your truth to lead me.
我要你嘅真理去引导我。
Because he knows he's in trouble.
因为佢知道佢而家系一个艰难当中。
Now, let me ask you a question.
等我问你一个问题啦。
Where does the psalmist want the word of God to lead him?
咁系呢个诗人就问：究竟呢个佢要神嘅话语带佢去乜嘢嘅地方咧？
Look back at verse 3 with me.
再留意下第三节。
He says, let them lead me to your holy hill, to your dwelling places.
佢大嘅地方就话带我到你的圣山，到你的居所。
You say, where is the holy hill?
咁圣山喺边啊？
Is it in Sacramento?
系咪Sacramento啊？
In Israel, that's right. The holy hill is.
呢个圣山喺边啊？
Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem is the holy hill.
耶路撒冷就圣山。
What is in Jerusalem that the psalmist is interested in?
圣山有啲乜嘢系诗人系感兴趣嘅咧？
The tabernacle.
会幕。
And later on, the temple.
最后变成呢个圣殿。
And you'll recall that that tabernacle, that temple, represented the presence of God with the people.
无论是帐幕、会幕，还是系嗰个圣殿，都系代表咗神嘅居所。
See, he longs to return to Jerusalem so he can worship.
佢好渴望去耶路撒冷，所以佢可以去敬拜。
See, brothers and sisters, we need the word of God to help us to see clearly in hard circumstances.
弟兄姊妹，我哋需要神嘅话语去能够帮我哋睇清我哋生活嘅环境。
We need the word to help us to lead us to worship God when we're struggling.
我哋需要神嘅话语带领我哋去到敬拜神，当我哋有挣扎嘅时候。
Worship is where we need to be.
敬拜就系我哋所要去嘅地方。
Now, we might conclude that what David or what the psalmist really wanted was to return to Jerusalem.
咁我哋要去睇下，当翻到去耶路撒冷时候会点样？
He wanted to go back to the tabernacle as a place of worship.
佢想要翻去会幕里边，因为呢个就敬拜嘅一个地方。
But I don't think it's the location that he wants the most.
我觉得佢唔系嗰个地点系佢最想去嘅。
Look at verse 4 with me.
睇下第四节啦。
He says, then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and upon the lyre I shall praise you, O God, my God.
我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里，神啊，我的神。
So why does he want to go to the holy hill?
点解佢要去圣山啊？
Why does he want to go to the tabernacle?
点解佢要去会幕啊？
It's not just a location.
唔系净系个地点。
Notice the progression.
睇下呢个渐进。
He wants to go to Jerusalem.
佢想去耶路撒冷。
He wants to go to the holy hill.
佢想去圣山。
He wants to go to the dwelling place of God.
佢想去神嘅居所。
He wants to go to the very altar of God.
佢想去神嘅祭坛。
Why?
点解啊？
Because he wants to be with God himself.
因为佢想同神一齐。
Do you see that?
你睇到吗？
It's not a location he wants, it's God he wants.
唔系个地点，而系佢想要嘅就系神佢本身。
He doesn't need a location. He needs a savior.
佢要一个救主。
So that's our fourth heart response on the screen here. Our fourth heart response is adoration.
第四點，咁呢個就係一個頌讚，一個敬拜。
The only thing that can calm the unsettled heart is worship of God in praise of His name.
只有喺佢嘅名下一個敬拜，先能夠安撫我哋心裏邊嘅不安。
Brothers and sisters, this is good news.
弟兄姊妹，呢個就好消息啦。
Now think with me about the psalm.
我哋一齊嚟再留下呢個詩篇。
Have his circumstances changed at all?
佢嘅環境有冇改變啊
？Have his enemies gone away?
佢嘅敵人有冇離開咗啊
？What changed?
咁乜嘢係改變咧
？His heart changed, didn't it?
佢嘅內心改變係咪
？This is great news.
呢個係一個好大嘅好消息。
God wants to turn the moments of our greatest anxiety into moments of our greatest worship.
神會改變、轉變，將我哋最大嘅憂慮變成一個對佢嘅最大嘅一個敬拜。
We need the word to lead us out of our circumstances to places of worship and adoration.
我哋需要神嘅话语带领我哋离开我哋嘅环境，去到进入对佢嘅敬拜当中。
Just as prayer silences the anxious soul, so worship quiets the unsettled soul.
就如同呢个祷告能够令到你焦虑嘅一个灵魂去平静一样。敬拜亦都可以去安抚你不安嘅一个灵魂。
Now look back at verse 4 with me.
我哋再留意下第四节。
What is the focus in his worship that brings about this transformation?
咁佢嘅灵魂嘅一个变化嘅对敬拜嘅焦点系乜嘢咧
？This is my favorite part of the psalm.
呢个系我最喜欢嘅一个诗句。
Look what he calls God.
留意下佢点样称呼神。
He says, "I will go to the altar of God, to God." My exceeding joy.
佢話：我走到神嘅祭壇，到我最喜樂的神那裏。
Literally says God is the joy of my rejoicing.
字面上就係話呢個神係令到佢係最喜樂嘅。
See, it's not vindication he needs. It's not a change in circumstances that he needs.
唔係一個自白。或者一個辯護，或者係佢嘅環境要有改變。
What he needs is to know God as his exceeding joy.
佢要知道神就係佢嘅最喜樂嘅。
Can I ask you another question?
我問問你第二個問題啊。
When is the last time you called God your exceeding joy?
你對上一次點樣去稱呼神話係我嘅最喜樂嘅咧
？That is the cry of a heart that's in a healthy position.
呢個就係你個心，當你喺一個健康嘅環境裏邊。
Now remember, it was the word of God that led him out of his unsettled place to a place of worship.
记得吗？呢个系神嘅话语引导诗人走出佢嘅灵魂嘅不安，进入呢个敬拜嘅一个状态。
And we might wonder, what was it in the word of God that he remembered?
咁究竟神话咗俾佢听啲乜嘢咧？或者神直接对佢讲过啲乜嘢咧
？Well, sadly, this psalm doesn't tell us exactly what truth from Scripture that the psalmist remembered.
好可惜，聖經冇再去講究竟係邊一句令佢帶佢嘅真理帶佢能夠離開佢嘅境況。
But we can guess.
但我哋可以估計。
You don't need to turn there, but listen to Psalm 16.
呢個你唔需要打開，但你可以默想呢個詩篇第十六篇。
This is one of my favorite psalms.
呢個我最喜歡嘅其中一首詩篇。
The psalmist says, "I have set you continually before me, and because He is at my right hand." I will not be shaken.
呢个诗人系咁讲，喺你面前有满足嘅喜乐，喺你右手中有永远嘅福乐。
And the psalm concludes with this line: In your presence is fullness of joy; in your right hand are pleasures forever.
咁诗人咧就去再谂起，就话，所以就系话喺你嘅面前有满足嘅喜乐，喺你右手有永远嘅福乐。
Brothers and sisters, this is again good news.
弟兄姊妹，呢个就系一个好好嘅一个消息。
We may not have ideal circumstances.
我哋嘅环境并唔理想。
God may not choose to better our condition.
神或者冇改变我哋嘅环境。
But this psalm says that fullness of joy is found in our God.
但系话有满足嘅喜乐系喺神里边系揾到。
The psalmist remembers that God is his exceeding joy.
佢就话直接称呼话神系佢最喜乐嘅一个神。
And therefore, if we have God, we have everything we need.
当我哋有神，拥有神嘅时候，我哋就拥有一切。
Knowing God, having God, being with God is better than everything else.
咁去認識神、擁有神、與神同在，係比一切更加好嘅。
There is a verse in the New Testament that teaches the same thing.
咁喺新約裏邊又教導我哋同一樣嘢。
Nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ.
沒有什麼能使我哋同基督嘅愛去隔絕。
So here's the challenge of this verse.
咁呢句説話嘅挑戰係咩咧？
Can we call God our exceeding joy on a particularly difficult time?
你能夠稱呼神為你嘅極大嘅一個喜樂，當你身處一個最黑暗嘅環境當中嗎？
Jesus in the New Testament told a very interesting parable about the gospel.
耶穌咧喺新約嘅時候講咗一個好有趣嘅比喻嚟過去解釋福音。
We find this parable in Matthew chapter 13.
我哋喺呢個就係記載喺馬太福音十三章裏邊。
And you don't need to turn there, but you can just listen. You're probably familiar with it.
你可能會去好熟悉，所以唔需要打開呢段啊。
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that is hidden or buried in a field."
佢就話天國就好像藏在地裏嘅寶貝係被藏起嚟。
And a man discovers it.
有人就發現咗。
And for the joy of the discovery, he goes and he sells everything he has to buy that field.
就歡歡喜喜咁將嗰個佢變賣一切嚟買嗰塊地。
You say, what's Jesus teaching in that parable?
咁實耶穌去點樣去教導，藉著呢個機會教導我哋咧？
He's saying this: when you discover the value of what it means to know and follow Christ, you will gladly deny yourself and take up a cross and follow him.
佢話直接係當你去認識耶穌基督嘅奇妙嘅時候，你就會好甘心樂意咁放棄呢個自己，能跟隨佢嘅背起你嘅十架嚟跟從佢。
The Apostle Paul says the same thing to the Philippians.
使徒保羅對腓立比嘅教會亦都有咁樣嘅教導。
He says, "I count all things as loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus, my Lord."
佢就話：我已經將萬事當作糞土，當作有損。為要得著基督。
How about you?
你呢?
Have you recognized that having Christ is better than it all?
當你擁有基督嘅時候，係咪比其他嘅一切更好呢?
Have you seen your need for a Savior?
你有冇睇到你需要嘅救主啊?
Perhaps you are struggling today.
或者你今日係有掙扎。
Perhaps circumstances are hard in your life.
或者你嘅生活嘅環境係好艱難。
And what our texts are showing us is that we need a savior to save us and to help us.
我哋嘅環境或者係我哋而家就係你需要呢個救主去到拯救。
The gospel message is this.
福音係咁話你聽。
That we have turned away from our creator.
我哋係背棄咗我哋嘅創造主。
And we are liable to his judgment because of our rebellion against him.
因為我哋嘅反叛，我哋係會喺神嘅審判嘅底下。
But God sent His Son Jesus Christ.
但係神就將耶穌基督俾過我哋。
He lived a perfect life and then died to pay the penalty for sin.
佢係過住一個完美嘅生命，但係佢為咗我哋罪嘅緣故而付上佢嘅生命。
And then He rose again triumphantly on the third day.
佢第三日就榮耀地咁樣去復活。
And He calls all of us to repent, to turn from our sin and to trust Him.For salvation and forgiveness.
佢對我哋呼召係回轉，能夠翻返去佢嘅面前。
There is no other hope in this broken world.
喺呢個破碎嘅世界裏邊，冇一個更加好嘅希望。
Our circumstances will never be perfect.
我哋嘅環境永遠唔會完美。
But God offers us something better than ideal circumstances.
但係神俾我哋有更加好嘅一樣嘢，係比我哋嘅環境係完美嘅環境更加好。
He offers us Himself.
佢將佢自己俾過我哋。
And we can come to him in repentance and faith in Jesus alone.
咁我哋要回轉，亦都藉著信心能夠嚟到耶穌嘅面前。
So you may not have realized it.
或者你唔係太過清楚。
But verse 4,
第四節
in our psalm,
第四節喺我哋嘅詩篇裏邊嘅第四節
is actually the gospel.
其實就係呢個福音啦。
It's the same thing Jesus is saying about that treasure hidden in a field.
就係好似呢個喺地裏邊藏住嘅一個寶貝咁。
That we can have the most valuable thing in the universe, and that is God Himself.
我哋嘅最珍貴嘅一個擁有嘅一個財產，其實就係神嘅本身佢自己。
And brothers and sisters, if we have God, we have everything.
弟兄姊妹，當我哋擁有神嘅時候，我哋就擁有一切。
So the psalmist calls God his exceeding joy.
咁詩人對神稱呼就話：你係我嘅最喜樂嘅神。
He's discovered the treasure.
佢已經發現咗呢個寶貝啦。
He has God, and he recognizes the value of having God.
佢有神，亦都擁有意識到擁有神嘅一個價值係乜嘢。
And so he then says, "On the lyre, I will praise you."
咁佢就話：我要去讚美你。
Of course, the lyre was an ancient stringed instrument, like a guitar.
或者可能係一個古代嘅一個絲弦嘅一個樂器。
See, you know that you are in a good place when you can praise and worship God in the midst of your difficult circumstances.
當你喺你最艱難嘅裏邊，你能夠翻去神嘅路，你仍然可以能夠去敬拜佢，這個就本身係一個最好嘅一個狀態。
And did you notice how verse 4 concludes?
你有冇留意到第四節佢點樣去一個結論啊？
He says, I shall praise you, O God. Now watch this, my God.
咁再留意下啦，我要稱讚你，我的神啊。
Did you see how he personalizes his understanding of God here?
你有冇留意到佢點樣去個人化佢嘅對神嘅一個認知咧
？He's not talking about God over there.
佢唔係講話神啊，你喺嗰度。
He's not talking about God distant.
佢唔係話呢個離我好遠嘅一個神。
He's talking about my God.
佢講緊係我嘅神。
And that's a good place.
啊，呢個係一個好嘅地方。
So the psalmist has moved from vindication to adoration.
咁我哋留意下呢個詩人由一個自白一個辯護，就去到一個稱讚一個敬拜。
He's moved from worry to worship.
佢由一個憂慮去到敬拜。
The word has led him to delight in God, his exceeding joy.
佢留意下，即係佢呢個係話。佢點樣成為佢嘅最大嘅一個喜樂咧
？And we say this is a great place to conclude the psalm, right? This is the ending.
呢個其實係最圓滿嘅一個結局。其實呢個詩篇就應該完咗噶啦，係咪咧
？But it doesn't end here.
但係呢個並唔再喺呢度完結。
Why doesn't it end here?
點解唔喺度完結啊
？Because the psalmist knows what real life is like.
因為詩人明白我哋真實嘅一個生活係點樣嘅。
You've had this experience before too, haven't you?
你有冇經歷過咁樣嘅咧
？God helps you to get to a place of worship and praise.
神帶領去到一個佢去讚美敬拜嘅地方。
You're not worrying anymore about that thing.
你唔再需要有焦慮恐懼。
And then 5 minutes later, you're worrying all over again.
但係五分鐘之後，你又再去擔心啦。
Is this not true?
呢個係咪真嘅咧
？That's because we need one more help.
咁因為我哋需要一個最後嘅一個幫助。
How do we keep our hearts?In a frame of worship and peace.
咁點樣將我哋嘅心保持喺一個讚美個敬拜裏邊咧
？How do we stay there?
我哋點樣留喺度
？That's why we need this last heart response.
所以我哋要最後嘅一個心嘅一個回應。
It's conversation.
交談。
Look with me at verse 5.
我哋睇第五節。
Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God.
我的灵魂啊，你为何感到绝望？你为何在我里边烦躁不安？当倚求神，因为我必再赞美他，他是我面上嘅帮助，系我嘅神。
Let me ask you another question.
我再问你一个问题啦。
Does Pastor Albert ask you questions when he's preaching?
Pastor Albert 有冇喺台上系咁不断咁问你问题咧
？Do you ask them questions?
你有冇问
？Okay. Do they talk back?
佢哋会唔会有回应啊？有回应啊？好。
All right. So look with me here.
同我一齊睇啦。
Who is the psalmist talking to?
詩人對邊個對話
？Himself, his heart.
佢對佢自己佢嘅心係咪
？We say that is not a mental illness.
佢話呢個唔係一個精神有問題嘅，唔係。
Talking to yourself is normal.
對自己對話係一個好平常嘅事情。
Talking to yourself is healthy.
對自己嘅對話係一個健康嘅事情。
And what our psalmist wants to see is that telling yourself the truth.Is how we stay in that frame of peace.
对自己嘅一个真实嘅一个坦白，就系帮助我哋点样去留喺一个敬拜嘅当中。
Again, author Paul Tripp has made this observation.
咁呢个作者保罗特里普就有咁样嘅观察。
You are the biggest influence of you.
你就系你自己最大嘅影响嘅一个人。
We think about how we interpret life.
我哋点样去诠释呢个生命？
And therefore, I am my biggest influence.
我自己就我自己最大嘅影響力。
And what I tell myself sets the course, the direction of my life.
我點樣去對自己對話，就會實際上去決定我生活上嘅一個方向。
We need to stop listening to our fallen emotions and start telling ourselves the truths of God.
我哋唔可以俾呢個環境去再一次去到影響嘅我哋。反而是我們去告訴自己聽，用這個真相告訴自己聽。
We need to be constantly preaching to our hearts.
我們必須不斷地對自己去對話。
The famous English preacher Martin Lloyd-Jones has made this observation.
這個是英國的一個很出名的一個傳道人馬丁瓊斯，他是經常他這樣說的。
Have you not realized that most of your unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you are listening to yourself instead of talking to yourself.
他说你有没有意识到你生活中最大的 不快乐的其实是来自于你听你自己的话而不是对自己去讲话呢?
Have you found that to be true?
有没有留意过这个是这样是不是对的?
That's what this psalm is teaching us. We must preach to ourselves. We must talk to ourselves.
这个就是这个诗篇这样教导我们，我们要对自己的对话。
And that's the beauty of this psalm.
这个就是这个诗篇这么美丽的地方。
The psalm begins with the psalmist listening to himself and telling God what to do.
他就是开头就是他自己去听他自己的说话，就对神去说究竟要怎样做。
And here at the end, he's listening to God and telling himself what to do.
都转变成为他去听神的话。去對自己的說話。
And this is the most important point, brothers and sisters, of our psalm.
這個就是這篇詩篇最重要的一點了。
You say, how do we know that?
我們怎麼知道?
Because it's the chorus.
因為這個是一個副歌來的。
It's the refrain of the psalm.
其實是不斷地重複這個副歌。
Remember I told you that Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 were likely written at the same time.
記得留意講42同埋43篇，其實有可能同一時間寫作。
And in fact, they were probably one song originally.
可能有可能係之前係一篇詩篇。
And we can see the refrain repeated three times.
我哋留意下呢個副歌係重複咗三次。
Look with me at Psalm 42, verse 5.
喺42章第五節係咁講。
Why are you in despair, O my soul?
我的心啊，你為何憂悶
？Why are you disturbed within me?
點解你在我裏邊不安?
Now look at verse 11 of Psalm 42.
咁喺第十一節四十二篇第十一節。
Why are you in despair, O my soul?
我嘅心啊，你為何憂悶?
Why are you disturbed within me? Do you see?
有冇留意到呢個重複㗎?
It's the same thing. It's the refrain.
其實係一個好似一個副歌咁，不斷係咁重複。
And we say, what is the refrain? What is the chorus that we preach to ourselves?
咁呢個副歌係不斷係咁要我哋去對自己講乜嘢咧?
Look with me at the end of verse 5.
看第五節最後尾嘅。
Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him.
係我面上嘅幫助，我會必再讚美他。
And actually, that word hope actually has more of the idea of waiting for God with hopefulness.
呢個嘅希望其實就係話，其實係一個等待嘅意思。
Isn't that the hardest command in the Bible to obey?
呢個咪聖經當中最難遵守嘅一個教導啦，係咪
？Wait for God.
等候神
hope that he will act in his good timing and in his way.
希望神是在他的时间用他的方法。
What does waiting on God mean?
等候神是什么意思啊?
It means we actively trust his character.
是我们是很积极的这样去相信他的品格。
It means we have a thankful submission to his will.
我们要感恩，我们要顺服在他的话语当中。
And it means we have a steadfast peace and patience about his timing.
我哋要堅信係佢嘅時間。
How much of our worry arises because we're not trusting His character, we're not submitting to His will, we're not being patient about His timing.
好多時候我哋嘅焦慮嘅原因，因為我哋冇去好耐心，好去等候神。
Why can the psalmist wait for God? Because he knows he will praise Him again.
點解詩人係有呢個耐性咧？因為但係佢知道佢係會去再去稱讚神嘅喎。
Look at how our psalm concludes.
睇我哋詩篇點樣嚟到結束。
He says, "God is the help of my countenance."
佢話神係我嘅幫助。
He is the one that lifts our head, that encourages our hearts.
佢係抬我哋嘅面，能夠可以將我哋嘅心去舉起。
See, brothers and sisters, only God can bring peace. to the unsettled heart.
弟兄姊妹，只有神先可以平静我哋心中嘅不安。
You know, Jesus said something very similar during his ministry.
耶稣喺佢事工里边都有讲过差唔多嘅嘢。
He said, "Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden."
耶稣话到我嘅跟前嚟，你劳苦重担担重担嘅人，你到我跟前。
And I will give you rest.
我会俾你有平安。
Do you need to come to him today?
你想唔想信佢啊？
Do you have a burden in your heart over some circumstances?
你唔到你嘅面前放低你心中嘅一个重担啊
？Our Savior invites us to come and ask for His help.
我哋嘅救主能够邀请我哋嚟到佢嘅面前寻求帮助。
Look at what the Psalm has taught us.
留意下呢个诗篇教导我哋乜嘢
？God can help us when we're struggling, can't He?
神系帮助我哋，能够当我哋有挣扎嘅时候，系咪
？He can move us from a place of focusing on myself and vindicating myself.
佢会帮助我哋，当我哋要需要为自我去自辩嘅时候。
To a place where we're worshiping God and trusting Him and hoping in Him.
带领我哋能够进入佢嘅敬拜，去到寻求得到帮助嘅当中。
So let's turn to Him in our day of need.
所以我哋要去转向佢。
Let's pray together.
我哋一齐祷告。
Father, thank you that you care about us.
天父上帝，都多谢你，因为你系眷顾我哋。
And thank you that when we are struggling, we can come to you for help.
当我哋有挣扎嘅时候，能够嚟到你嘅面前得到帮助。
We thank you especially for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋系为到耶稣嘅缘故，能够去多谢你。
Thank you that He is that treasure hidden in a field that rescues us and brings us back to you.
感谢你，就好似一个地里藏住嘅宝贝咁样去，系一个好珍贵，亦都系我哋嘅帮助。
And thank you that when we're struggling with anxiety, we can come to you for help.
当我哋嘅心中有彷徨不安嘅时候，能够嚟到你嘅面前系得寻求帮助。
Thank you for your word that leads us to worship you and see you as our exceeding joy.
多谢你嘅话语，能够带到我哋进入敬拜，亦都睇到你系我哋嘅最大嘅喜乐。
Help us to trust you when life is hard.
俾我哋我生命中有遇到困难嘅，叫我哋依靠你。
Help us to worship and praise you.Because of your great name,
叫我哋能够敬拜赞美你，因为你伟大嘅名。
And help us to preach those truths to ourselves in conversation.
能够对我哋自己对话当中能够教导。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名祈求。
阿
门。
Jesus